Okay. Madam Executive Director.
Yes. So my preference is obviously to either have a consent calendar, which means you approve all seven recommendations, or you pull out the ones that you want to not include or whatever. But I numbered them to make it easy. It can also be voted on individually. Okay, so let's move on. So I don't think I have to discuss the state of the foundation, which was my introduction, except to say that historically, the foundation from at its very beginning had very, very wealthy people who were on the board, who were the officers that supported the foundation. This is prior to CPB and its listeners. Without that second leg of it, either the very wealthy donors or the CPB funding, it's by virtue of our mission statement, the audience that we appeal to and so forth, I don't know of a historical period when we were totally reliant only on the listeners. So I think a priority is, it's not even a priority. It's like several of these things have to be done simultaneously. One, it's not like you're going to wait for the CPB in order to do the major donor appeal or any of that. That's not what I'm suggesting at all. So I'll try to explain why I have each of these items, and these were the things that I discussed with our auditor last night. One, of course, is restoring the grants. And I went back and I listened to last year's PMB meeting, and we already had the auditor's report completed and the management letter to the board before we met in June. And so we're behind this year again. However, as a whole, I think that we have made more progress. There is a temp now at KPFK. My understanding is that the books are reconciled through July. All of that needs to be confirmed, but nevertheless, and only a few schedules left that have to be pulled for 2015, based on what I understood from the CFO last month, that KPFA is in good shape and KPFT is in good shape in terms of those reconciliations. So I think it's PFW and WBAI that would need to come up to speed. But nevertheless, whether all of that, whether I'm accurate with that statement or not, it does not interfere with what I am recommending, which is that every single week, if we have an ICFO or if we have or if we designate it to a controller, I did not specify, or to me or to all three, if that's the case, that the business managers at every single unit, or in the case that the national office is exercising that duty at the national office for a couple of the stations, they would be the ones responding, is where are you with the reconciliations for 2015 and the schedules. So it's like if you don't give a weekly goal, they have nothing to work toward. That's something that I think our auditor was particularly encouraged by, if we institute that mechanism. Number two.
Janet, point of information.
What's your question, Janet?
Okay, so for the benefit of the public, I think a little bit more about, I don't think they have seen this, and I think the IED said something about grants, and the item says CPB grants, so can the IED be a little bit more explicit for the public? Thank you.
And I don't know what exactly what you're looking for. We have not been able to apply for our yearly grants for three of our eligible stations for those. For a couple of years now, so we're out of pocket, and that is what has put us into a serious cash flow situation. And so what I'm saying is that that is a matter of urgency, requiring a tangible mechanism to have that realized. I don't know if you wanted more, but anyway. Number two. Okay.
Just let her finish the report,
yes.
Adrienne, and we'll come back for questions
Sorry.
After that.
Okay. Then number two, the board had already tasked John Proffitt, the former ED, and myself to look into mortgages. And, of course, when you go to the banks, they wanted the audit, other financial information that we were not current on. But beyond that, and secularly and professionally, of course, that's what I am involved with and have been involved with, is that when you seek a mortgage, you need to establish, well, what are your assets? That's actually the first thing they want to know is what are your assets. And I have looked high and low, and I cannot find any clues as to whether we've ever had our assets, our property, real property, assessed, appraised, that is. The ones in the audit report obviously include depreciation, so those are very low and would not be beneficial when you go to a banking institution. Now, we were tasked for looking into mortgages, but, of course, the other more urgent need is to get a credit line or a mortgage or be able to lease one of our properties that does not house a station, which is just one in Berkeley. But for all of those things, we need to know what our real assets are, both property and business assets. And I want to stress, this is not to sell anything. Absolutely, I am not in favor of that. I think we have assets that we can leverage to get credit lines. We've had credit lines before that were very helpful when we were in a tight position, but we changed banks and lost the access to that for one thing, it seems. And I can only glean from what I can find in the P&O emails and so forth. But anyway, so I have spoken to an auditor who's a supporter of Pacifica, is a listener member. And so starting at KPFK, because it may have its own challenge, which has not been confirmed, and I can discuss more in executive session. But anyway, whether it could obtain a credit line, but also then Berkeley and also Houston. And then for the archives, for example, you would engage a business appraiser so on and so forth. And so at the end of the day, I am absolutely convinced that you would have significant assets and that could be leveraged, not only for this, but also at PFW, for example. They're going to be looking for new space because of their own space will no longer be available in relatively short order. And as the last time we went into a leasing situation at PFW, it was imperative to have both financials and also our assets. And when they look at our assets, they also look at what's liquid and what's not and what could be and blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, it's the bottom cumulative sum of your assets that help you in getting those credit lines. Number three is more, you know, when it can be afforded, but also is to have a webmaster for our for our Pacifica website, and I've discussed this with Otis. He agrees. And but anyway, and that some of the other sites of some of the stations also need to be tended to, and it's not just about the aesthetic look, and it is also about what's user friendly. But what's most appalling in some instances is that it takes forever to get your donation through. And that is a cash flow issue. So I've spoken to people where it takes them 2 days to have it realized, or they think they've donated and it turns out they haven't because there are so many steps to confirmation of the processing of the money. When we were involved with the conventions, the coverage of the conventions, at least at the DNC, and I had two young people who were great at social media, so they could put everything out on social media, their own social media, but they couldn't get anywhere with what we thought was, you know, our Twitter account and our whatever. But beyond that is that you couldn't drive people to our websites to access our coverage on the conventions. That had a direct impact, no doubt, on whether we could raise money around those conventions. So So these are all immediate cash flow fixes that we have to do, but can also be economical in terms of the individual units, because most webmasters handle 25 websites. So we would no longer need a full-time webmaster at every station. Some stations still have that. KPFA does not. They use a service, so they don't have to have like a full-time webmaster. And some only have, I think New York only has a part-time one as well. But there has to be some solution to have a more user-friendly website in order to raise money, because that is how people give now. And then, you know, obviously, eventually we have to get to apps so that they can donate on their phones, etc. But we have to have, you can't just have an app even to donate on your phone if it has nowhere to go. So we have all these technical things where we're rather behind the time. I'm sure when the internet started is when we started in terms of adding the webmasters. And at that time, yes, it probably took a full-time webmaster. That is no longer the case, and there are a multitude of webmastering entities available, services, not even, an, you know, you don't have to hire an individual as you did before. You can have a competent service. So, but that's critical in terms of raising money for sure. Number three. Number four. I have the first thing I did when I got this idea was to call our FCC and CPB attorney, Mr. John Krigler, and to my surprise, this what had popped into my mind and it wasn't actually that new, is to start an internet station in Chicago to start. And he said, you know, it's only a few hundred dollars because we have like the basis. We have an infrastructure in Pacifica. We have the major coverage for everything. And so the additional licenses that you would need for that would be minimal, because when you start out, you don't have any listeners, and that's what those licenses are based on. And it would open up a ready-made stream of listeners and potentially income. It is a hotbed of extreme energy, activism, and all of it in terms of all of the movements and so forth there, very compatible with Pacifica's mission. We do have affiliates there. In terms of the program, John said, and I, of course, agree, is that we have enough programming in the network to start out with that programming, and I personally would recommend rolling it out so that the community finds out who Pacifica is by rolling it out with our archives programming and then going into the programming, which brings us into something is not written in the report, but it was also raised by Serene, is that we might want to start considering having a National Program Council that can evaluate all of our programming. We kind of need to know that. But in this instance, if we're going to start a radio station, I'm not going to be the one to pick and choose which are the best programs in the network, only because I don't have the time to listen and critique and so forth, and everybody has their own opinion. We have a network full of programming professionals and people on this board as well. But, I mean, we could quickly identify the top 24, right? Anyway, so we have enough to cover the 24-hour programming until the folks in Chicago start listening to it, start sending in their demos, and we can do as we do at KPFK, which is have 13-week tryouts of new programming to see how that goes. So anyway, so I strongly urge that we at least start looking into that, move forward to that, because I think it could be financially beneficial and improve our cash flow. Number five is that in 2014, the PMBN basically tabled. They said if WBI could come up with cash flow and so forth, proposal that would better the situation at BAI, in X number of months, I think it was a couple of months, that we wouldn't take up the LMA again until some of those proposals came through. Some of them have come through, but they have not been substantive enough, I think, nor have they all been implemented, of course. Given the unique situations at BAI with extraordinary costs relative to the transmitter. In order for me, and there have been, you know, a lot of people and a lot of talk about the LMA, and the former ED, Summer Reese, brought us some proposals to look into it at the time, and the board voted to have some proposals. We advertised for proposals, and the board did take a vote not to entertain any commercial entities for this lease management agreement, and also known as the Public Service Operating Agreement, PSOA. And the basic concept is that an entity, a nonprofit in this case, since that's what we limited it to, would lease out the station in essence, right? You are not getting rid of the signal. It's for a finite period of time. And they are required to keep a couple of a manager and another staff person. And the foundation continues its oversight to make sure that the programming is in concert with our mission, blah, blah, blah. So it isn't like you're getting rid of it, and we certainly probably would not want to entertain anyone that would change the audience so much that we couldn't get it back. That was always one of the concerns. But I simply want to put a period on this because it's hanging out there. So I want to see if, number one, if anybody would be interested, if I can pursue and see, maybe none of the people that applied before would be interested, maybe all, maybe one or two. There was a focus along those lines at that time. But we kind of need to go there because the situation at BAI has not improved significantly, or has not improved, period. So anyway, so I just need a motion to allow me to just look into it, not to approve it, not to go get into negotiations absent the board's, approval to do so, but just to start that process. Meanwhile, of course, there are long conversations, and let me tell you, the process, as Mr. Krigler described it to us, is a very lengthy process, and I want to also caution that when we have the meeting with all the LSB members, that the specificity about the proposals need to be limited to the executive session. We actually lost some of the people who brought proposals because we could not guarantee to them that it would be kept confidential, but it is our fiscal responsibility to do so. And so I trust that Tony would immediately say we'd have to go into executive session if the conversation goes in that direction. And I would say that we're not ready to do that. I would imagine this is just a general input about the idea. And more importantly, what are the tangible options to an LMA? If you don't have an LMA, what do you have, and bring it to the table? I would hope that that's what happens at that meeting, but that's up to the board. Number six is the station managers. I came up with, I have seen what they've produced as cash flow plans, and it's not very tangible. So I'm coming up with a little template that simply says, for September 30th, tell me if you're going to make your payroll, and I just have it line by line, and your health care, and your bills, just like those three lines for every 2 weeks. And so that's what we're in the process of doing. I expect those to be completed by our leadership meeting next Wednesday. And again, I think these things have to be tangible. I think if you leave it kind of vague, or give me a cash flow plan, it can be, oh, I'm doing all these fundraisers. I want to know the basics. Are you going to be able to deliver your payroll and You know, if you don't have it now, when are you going to have it, and how do you think you're going to have it, and what are your options? It's just a matter of those solutions, and I want it in writing. The GM's evaluations will be contingent on the delivery of that. Beyond like a quarter, it starts getting speculative. That doesn't mean, obviously, they have to do a budget for a year, so that's already in there. But these reports are different. This is like immediate. I want to know for the next 3 months exactly how you're going to make your payroll, because if you're not, I mean, there's something even in the employee handbook that allows you that says if you're not going to be able to pay your employee, you need to give this much notice. So it entertains the idea that you might be in that situation. The point is that everything has to be in a timely fashion. If you absolutely know you're not going to make payroll, and this has been very frustrating, Sam can attest to that, when it's at the last minute that they say, oh, no, we don't have payroll, so you have to pay it. Well, that's unacceptable, of course. And by the way, my other option would be, beyond an evaluation, is, and I have spoken to some managers about it, that I will come back to the board and recommend a reduction in salary for some of managers who can't produce these. It's essential. If you're in a position where you're combining positions and you're having to engage in some layoffs, and then you should be able to take the hit minimally. It's not like I don't think everyone's working hard. They are too, and speaking to major donors, etc. But the deliverables is what's been missing here. And the other is regarding a related bylaws amendment, is that this is, again, peripheral, and I know it requires an amendment. You can't do that tonight, but you can certainly say that you look upon the notion at least favorably, which is to offer memberships to people who donate to the archives, to the affiliates program, et cetera. In fact, that one suit we had someone who was a member of Archives, not necessarily of a station, but he also is in the station signal area. And there should be some membership benefit, and we might think of other membership benefits besides just getting to vote, and that would be another idea. So basically, this is like an initial plan. Obviously, we have an entire general ledger that we can say we need to resolve for every single little thing. Some of these are inherent. Some of them I can fill out more in executive session, having to do, for example, with BAI and some of the transmitter issues, etc. And then I also wanted to mention, and thanks to Jonathan, by the way, I downloaded those attachments, Jonathan, and I forgot to hit send. I left the office in a rush. But anyway, we were able to, thanks to Jonathan Alexander, he was able to work out with the subsidiary of RICO that instead of the $50,000 right now, we pay $8,000 for a server we already have and requires servicing for us to be up to snuff. The ultimate amount is something that we deal with incrementally as we use their consultants to work with us. So, anyway, so that's it. So I recommend that we have a motion to adopt it as a consent calendar. I don't see anything that's objectionable, and the best that's what a plan is to plan to do these things and expect that it will yield some benefit.
Okay. Well, let's hear from questions to the CFO on the plan.
Liana?
The executive director.
Sam on the stack.
I got Adriana and Sam.
Mark Janet.
Was that Margie and then Janet? Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
And Serene.
Serene. Okay, Adriana.
Yes, I want to put myself when we arrive to the action items. I want to put myself in that stack. Thank you.
Sam.
So
I had written to BNB members my detailed comments on the recovery plan. And to be honest, I would say that I'm quite disappointed because I don't think that this is going to solve any problems that we have, any urgent needs that we have. So let me state some facts here. First of all, national office is suffering a shortfall of about 200,000 currently. We have bills to pay between 30 to 45 days. We have only about $800 in the bank account, about 250,000 amount that has to be paid. Several stations have not paid the central services for the last several months, and they owe over 400,000 in central services. So in this plan, I have not seen any provision, any option how the national office can function without the payment of these services. And if we stop making payment, then what will be the consequences? Second, I would say that we should not count CBB funding for the near future because the fiscal year 15 audit has not even started. We are quite behind in reconciliation and in all the audit preparation work. KPFK has not even hired a business manager when I had approved that in January of this year. They have not reconciled the bank account from October of 2014. So there's considerable amount of work to be done. We don't have business managers at full-time business managers at three units now, WBI, WPFW, and KPFK. So, and because national office has hit so hard with money, obviously there is no staff who can take care of the 2015 work. So you can imagine the plight that we are in, that nobody is there to monitor fiscal year 15 accounting.
Point of order.
Please.
Adriana, what's your point of order?
Mr. Chair, if we are in, I think that the 92nd apply to all of us. The CFO will have
no,
his entire
no.
time.
Well, we got a time. Bill is the time person, Adriana. If he calls the time, everybody's going for 90 seconds. Yes, that's true.
I'm sorry. And the one that is should call that.
This is the CFO. We need to give him time to respond.
Adriana, okay, we heard you. He's on the clock. We got to wait till our time person call the time. Okay, Sam, if you can finish.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, but that is Bill. That the 92nd is Bill, and the CFO
well,
already.
Adriana, we have a rule. Adriana, we have a rule that the timekeeper determines what the time is. You're the issue timekeeper. Bill is the speaker timekeeper. So we'll go with.
It's not good enough to push this man out. We can't let him speak either.
Okay, yeah, really. let's let him wrap up his comments. Okay, Sam. Yes.
Yeah, I am being very brief, but it is very important that everybody should understand the reality, the facts. I'm sorry to say that IED's comments are removed from facts. We cannot obtain a line of credit at this time, and we cannot obtain the CBB funding until maybe even later of 2017 because fiscal year 16 audit will be due. By next year, when the CBB filing date comes due. So let's stick to the facts. Let's not get carried away with a lot of kind of wishful thinking at this time. And I can expand on later on.
Okay.
Bill for the stack.
We had Margie, but Lydia, did you want to respond to that? We can do 90 seconds for response.
No, I think it's taking up too much time. Just go through the stack.
Okay, Margie.
And then I'll respond at the end to answer
okay.
people's questions.
All right. Well, you know, I know I sent a snippy email to the board the other day about paying these bills around the elections, but I wanted to know, you know, where the CFO is going to find the money. And he sent us reports. You can see how much money we have, how much money we don't have. And I'm just like, I can't believe this is the conversation we're having. We need to talk about some, I don't know what we need to talk about. I am not a financial person, but I sure would like some guidance here because I think we're in a world of trouble, and we're gonna find ourselves unable to pay bills which are mandated by court rulings. And those people to whom we owe money, who settled court lawsuits with us on the basis of getting regular monthly payments, can pull the chain at any time if we miss a payment. There are several of them. And, it's like, I don't get it. I don't know what is going on here, and I don't understand why we aren't talking about, I don't even know what, things like, reducing staff, whatever happened to the mailing that Lydia was going to send out. I don't know what happened to it. I sure would like to know where it is and if it's bringing in any money. I mean, we have to be serious about it, and I would appreciate it very much if someone who has some real knowledge around these issues would make some proposals that we could get our teeth into. And I think Sam is the best person to do that, and unfortunately he's leaving.
Okay. Janet.
And we're also yes. Time for this item.
Great. Well, that's up to Adriana. We got to go to our time. Where are we on the time, Adriana? Adriana.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Now we can.
Exactly. Tell Bill to control his time better than I control mine. It's nice.
Oh, please.
Yeah, Bargie, it's not, nobody asked you yet.
Okay, Adriana, just tell us where we are with
it's
the time.
9:36, yeah. Yeah, I said exactly right now. Well, if somebody let me finish, we are on time of the 30 minutes.
Okay.
Bill, have a motion to extend?
All right, Bill, you want to extend how long?
I move we extend 10 minutes to handle action items for the recovery plan.
Okay, you want to, but...
Mr. Chair, this is Lydia.
Lydia, yes.
Yes, there were some specific questions asked that were just asked. I think I should be allowed to respond before
people.
We adjourn. Yes.
There were some people still on the stack to ask questions, yes. And she want to respond to those. So we'll extend this item for 10 minutes if you want, but there were some people on the stack, so... Do we want to extend this item for another 10 minutes for the IED?
My motion was just to extend for the action items because we still have other. We have the CFO report lays also on the agenda.
And
Janet, I have a different motion.
Is there amendment?
Janet. Janet.
Okay. Yes, Janet.
I move to amend that motion to extend. To extend the item by 10 minutes, by 15 minutes, period, no conditions.
Okay, there's an amendment to extend the IED section another 15 minutes. Is there a second?
Robert, second.
Is there any objection to extending this issue another 15 minutes? Okay, without objection, we extended another 15 minutes. The next person asking the question was Janet.
And Bill, I want to be on the stack.
I got you, Bill, after Serene.
Okay. So in your report under, in your recovery plan under number one, you say, quote, weekly updates from all business managers. And I wanted to know to whom those weekly updates would go. Would it be just to the ED? Would it be also to the PNB, which I think it should, maybe also to the NFC.
Okay, well,
and,
what I had said...
I thought you were going to wait.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's right.
Yeah. And any other reports, but this one in particular, and I also wanted to know what would the consequences be for a business manager who doesn't supply these updates.
Okay.
I'm done.
Serene.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thanks. Lydia, with regard to the RFP, I'm sorry, there was some interference on my end when you were speaking about that. So did you say that you were asking, I'm not in front of the computer, I can't look at what was sent out, but you're asking the board to clear, if you will, you're making contact with the remaining parties to see whether they're still interested. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and that would
And updated proposals, yeah, if they have any.
Okay, so...
And making it clear that we haven't voted in that direction, but we can have a discussion without something, yeah. Oh, sorry, I'm sorry, I was going to wait till the end. I need to meet...
No, I appreciate that, because I would not... I would think that when the WBAI folks are on the call, they should have access to as much information as can be released, you know. And I note also that I had a motion related to any LMA TSOA going forward that was tabled when last we discussed this, that I will be removing from the table so that we have full transparency with regard to the parties involved, if the board in fact approves that motion. But I wanted to find out from you whether you had any ballpark idea of how long it might take for folks to get revised or refreshed proposals to you, if in fact any of them are still interested. Because this our meeting is scheduled for next week. Is there actually going to be something there? Summer Reese was supposed to have spoken with the LSB and provided the 2013 LSB with information. She did finally have something of a meeting, but it was never really forthcoming with information to the LSB.
Okay, Serene, we're at time.
Lydia, did you get my question?
I did.
What you thought?
I did.
Okay, thanks. Thank you.
Hey, Bill?
Okay, can I make a motion now, since we motioned to extend, we had no restrictions?
No, we're going to wait to action items, Bill.
Well, I thought my motion originally was for specifically for action items. Then the amendment was to with no restrictions on it, so which would obviously include action items if we want. Is that correct?
No.
I'm afraid we're going to run out of time and not get to action items.
No, we'll get to, if people want to extend, we'll get to action items. But I think we had Adrienne on the list for action items. We can put you after her.
Well, please do.
I wish
I could be first.
I thought
okay.
You had questions.
I'll save my time for action items. We need to spend time on that.
And Mr. Chair, will I be allowed to respond to the questions?
Yeah, that's what I was just about to get to. Now we'll go to Lydia's response to the questions.
No, but I thought there was one more person on the back or something.
Bill was the last person that I had.
Oh, I see. Okay. So in terms of the mailing, Margie, as I have put in the report and as I reported at the last meeting, is that we are trying, and the reason we made the motion to raise money is precisely that it takes money to do the mailing. It will cost us about $22,000, about $15,000 of that is in the mailing cost, excuse me, so I only have one director that has come up with a loan, a zero interest loan for $2,000, and so that's basically what's holding that one up. In terms of, Janet, in terms, I had mentioned that I would expect the business managers, as you will recall, the PMB, passed a motion giving authority to the CFO for dual supervision in order to have everything up to snuff and exercise that authority. Absent that, absent an ICFO, I would be extremely assertive in requiring that of the business managers. And everything else would be HR norms with, regular deadlines that must be met, et cetera, and documented. Everything is documented when it comes to the HR repercussions. As far as the LMA issue is concerned, I do not favor it at the public meeting that is scheduled. It is my understanding that the LSB members will only be in the open session. I do not favor discussing any of the proposals until the PMB has vetted and seen to see what the final proposals are, and they can decide whether they want to share that. But these are contracts, and we are extremely vulnerable, and we usually scare people. We scare candidates away because of our treatment of same, which doesn't mean I don't think the information should be shared. I think it should. When the WBAI LSB starts meeting again, it can meet in executive session, and then its directors, perhaps that would be one option, to take the proposals once they have been filtered out and we find out if there are any proposals, which there may not be. So I think in terms of how long it takes for a revisit, it takes four phone calls to find out if they're interested. And then they would have to tell me how long it would take, and I can report to the board. But I don't anticipate needing to produce that to the for that particular meeting. In terms of staffing, as I said, around the network, there are talks with union, which, you know, there are several monetary economy steps being taken at all of the units by all of the managers, including negotiating with the unions to reduce staff, to combine positions, and so forth. The PRA has been reduced by three staff members, and the P&O is about at the same level that it was several years ago, when we had one CFO, two accountants. They managed all at one point, all of the offices, and we did not have individual business managers at that time. We had $3 to $4 million in reserves, and we owned an additional property for the archives and the national office in Los Angeles. However, I understand, you know, by now things bureaucratically have evolved to the point that you do need more staff, including you need HR critically, you know, I don't have the administrative assistant in the office, and so on and so forth. And we need a payroll person that can do the benefits administration, which they always did in the past. So, you know, those kinds of things. Obviously, every single unit wants more staff. We're going the other way because of the lack of cash flow. I disagree with the CFO in terms of being ready for the CPB funding, but you know that remains to be seen. This is a plan, and what needs to happen is that it needs to be executed. So once again, I ask the board. I see nothing in this that would be objectionable. You can think it might not work, but there's nothing in here that is seditious in any way. Okay.
Okay. We'll now go to action items. Adriana?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I move to approve the IED recovery plan as a consent calendar. And the reason for that is that we need to at least to prepare this for the audit to keep going. We can always modify, we can add, but it's imperative that we have this in place for the auditors, to finish with the audit, and maybe will be enough for the insurance too.
Okay, is there a second on that? And can you submit that in writing, Adriana, while we're waiting? Is there a second?
I did, yes, Janet, I second.
It's been seconded. Can we take a stack on that?
Bill?
Grace, I'd like to be on the stack.
Grace, anyone else want to speak to this?
Yeah, Sam.
Sam, okay. All right, Bill.
Okay, thank you. I'm just now sending you a substitute motion for Adriana's. I was going to make it as a separate motion, but it fits in with hers. The recovery plan really does not address any of the immediate problems that we have. It's not going to help us recover or at least not survive in the short term. We have really serious problems right now that are really critically and urgent about funding payroll and insurance and the audit and the elections and all the regular expenses, and it doesn't address those. So my substitute is, I'll read it. I just emailed it to you also. Whereas the recovery plans document sent to the PMB by Lydia Brazone today is inadequate to show how Pacific will be able to have funds for critical urgent expenses like payroll, insurance, audit, elections, legal settlements, and regular expenses for all units, And whereas the recovery plans does not address the critical lack of central services funding needed to keep the national office and PRE alive, and whereas the recovery plans do not show how we can pay for a new CFO nor a business manager for KPFK, or whatever payments to KPFK employees may be needed from the arbitrator's final report, which we still have not seen, nor utilities and other expenses for stations like WBAI, nor payroll and insurance at any unit, nor how WPFW can make its central purposes payments. And whereas the lack of such units, such plans is likely to lead to critical failures in the next few weeks, including the possibilities of missing payroll checks and cancellation of insurance, be it resolved that the PNB requires the interim executive director to prepare a real recovery plan by no later than September 20th that will show what actions, by whom, and under what schedule will be taken to address our urgent critical needs.
Okay,
so I move that as a substitute.
In writing, and do we have a second on that?
I did.
And do we have a second on that?
This is Grace. I second it.
And is there a stack to discuss that?
Grace, I was next on the stack. I'd like to be on the stack.
We're going to have to take a new stack on this, though. We've got Grace and anyone else?
Yeah. Sam?
Okay, Grace.
Michael.
The IED's recovery plan is wholly inadequate. It is reiterating plans that should have been presented by the general managers to the PNB and to the IED. They were requested many times in the past, or several times in the past. None have been forthcoming. The IED's recovery plan does not have any specific revenue improvement items. It doesn't have any specific cuts to be made. It's lacking in specifics entirely, and it's just not really a working plan. It's just a general wish list, but it doesn't give enough specifics to show a path to solvency. So I think it needs to be reworked, made more specific, and made more realistic.
Okay. Sam?
Yeah, I would echo the sentiments, actually. It's very unfortunate that we are kind of wasting our time. It's totally removed from facts. I know the accounting very well, and I know what it takes to complete the 2015.
I'm sorry, point of order.
What's your point of order, Serene?
Okay. It's possible to disagree with someone without being disparaging. I think the CFO has crossed the line more than once tonight.
Well, I don't see that. Well, let's hear him out and then make a decision on that. You can finish your comment.
What?
It's very difficult to refute line by line.
Point of order. Point of order.
You call a point of order, Serene. What is it? What's your point of order? I heard your point of order. I said I want to hear him out.
He can disagree without being disparaging. The response is not, let's hear him out and then we'll decide.
The chair has to make a decision on it. You're calling a point of order. Okay. Sam, could you finish your comments and then we'll move on?
Yeah.
It's
very difficult to refute line by line, but I would say that I know completely the accounting, what needs to be done, and it cannot be done by the business managers reporting every week. That will accomplish nothing. That will only fill up the paperwork, because the quality of these statements will be so bad that it will not be considered for, say, audit purposes. The second thing is that, say, we are not resolving the cash flow problem that is so imminent. We cannot keep on charging the credit card because we are maxed out on the credit card also. So, I mean, I don't know where to take this discussion. There's no point except for saying that this is totally kind of not meeting the objective.
Time.
Okay, we're out of time on this item. We're going to have to go to...
No, that's just for this. That's just for that person.
Oh, for that person. How much time do we have on this item subject matter?
We have 1 more minute, sir.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak to this issue for 1 minute? Okay.
Michael's in the back.
Yes, Michael.
I think that it's essential to adopt the items that have already been put forward by the IED. There are other motions that I've put forward for additional items, but I think passing a motion that says we don't have a plan is worse than adopting the plan that we do have and augmenting it.
Point of order?
And point of information, Bill.
Adriana, what's your point of order?
Yes, we received a motion from Michael. Michael, that means that it's an amendment to my motion?
I hadn't heard Michael didn't make a motion, Adriana. That's not a point.
Yes, he say and he sent it.
Michael, what was Michael, what was your intent?
Yes. My motions were intended as a supplement to Adriana's as additional action items beyond approving the recovery plan that was submitted to us. On this point, right now we're discussing the substitute motion. I'm opposing the substitute motion because I think it is a waste of time to say there is no plan. We have a plan, and that we should proceed by adopting that plan and augmenting it. I have several motions that would augment it.
Okay.
I second Michael.
I didn't understand Michael to be making a motion. He was just speaking in opposition to this substitute motion, as I understand Michael's intent.
Oh my God.
That's correct, Michael.
I'm throwing
it
back on her plate.
And Michael, Bill, this correction.
Could I hear from Michael what your intentions were?
She's not going to come
off. I have a list of you said we had a minute. In a minute, I stated my objection to the motions under consideration. I have other motions that I want to bring forward when we get to the other action items.
Okay. So you would just express your objection to the substitute motion. Okay.
Yes.
What was it? Bill, you had a point of information?
Well, it's just that it wasn't quite correct what Michael said, that the motion that I made does not just object to the recovery plan. It's asking for a new one. It's asking
for
another one.
All right, Mike. I mean, Bill, I thought you had a question, but I think we may be out of time, so we're going to have to go to a vote. First on the substitute motion and then on the main motion. Everybody understand the substitute motion that Bill submitted in writing? All right. Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on the substitute motion that Bill presented? Secretary? Is Janet on the
call?
Sorry, I was on mute. Aaron?
Yes.
Yes. Alexander?
I vote yes.
Yes. Bethune?
No.
No. Brown?
No.
No. Casnave?
No.
No. Crozier?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes no. Novick?
No.
No. Mwangaza? Patel Adams? Can't hear you. Pinchback?
No.
No. Roberts?
No.
No. Sorden? Can't hear you. Shibanda?
No.
No. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams didn't hear you. Nancy Sorden didn't hear you. Okay, let me count. I have 5 yes, 8 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
Not voting. So this fails.
Okay, we'll now go to Adriana's main motion to adopt the executive director's recommendations. Madam Secretary, can you call a roll?
Chair, can you ask if there are any objections?
Are there any objections to this motion?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Aaron. Can't hear you. Alexander.
No.
Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Castanave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No. Absolutely
no. Goodman.
Abstain.
Coburn votes yes. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams. Can't hear you.
Can you hear
back.
Me?
Yes.
Hello? Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams votes yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Sorden. Can't hear you. Shabanda.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
Abstain.
Aaron didn't hear you. Grace?
Could you repeat the dimensions?
Who is that? Is that you?
It was Grace there.
Okay, this is a vote on the on Adriana's initial motion to approve the IED recovery plan as a consent calendar. Grace, how do you vote? Can't hear you. Okay, I'm counting.
Can everyone mute if you're not speaking?
I have 9 yes, 2 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. 10 yes,
Michael,
2 no, 2 abstentions. This passes.
Yes, Michael.
Michael, yes.
Yes.
So I have additional motions, additional action items.
Michael, you're going to have to. You may have to extend time for that, but Madam Secretary.
I'm trying to if you give me the floor, we were already out of time. If somebody wants to make, we need to move an amendment. We are out of time. We are in time for a quick
Right. Like okay. To extend to 5 minutes. Okay. A motion to extend to
Second.
5 minutes.
Motion to extend this item for 5 minutes. Is there any objection?
Yes, we've already extended an hour. We have an important executive session coming up.
There's one objection. Okay, we'll go to a vote on 5 minutes. Madam Secretary, can you call a roll?
Yes, Aaron. Can't hear you. Alexander?
No.
Bethune?
Yes.
Yes. Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Castanave?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
No.
No. Goodman?
No.
No. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Sorden? Shabanda?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson?
Abstain.
Aaron didn't hear you. Okay, let me count. Michael, can you check? Is Grace on the line?
You look back. No, she just dropped. Sorry. Call her back.
Okay. I have 9 yes, 3 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. 10-3-1 that this passes.
We extended 5 minutes. Michael, you have the floor.
Okay, I'm going to make two
Hello,
motions.
This is Grace. I'm back on.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can still vote or.
No, we've already announced the count, so we're beyond the vote. And Michael had the floor now to make his motion.
Okay, first motion is, I'll rephrase it from what I sent, I'm sorry. Resolve that the PNB direct the IED to begin the national fundraising mailings with available funds within the month to test its efficacy in order to seek additional funding to finance a fuller mailing subsequently. I'll correct that from what I sent. Second motion is resolve that all stations must prioritize payroll, insurance, and central service payments over all other payables.
Janet, point of order.
What's your point of order?
Shouldn't we be taking one motion at a time?
Good.
All of
these,
I understand it, is in his resolution.
Point of order?
What's your question?
It's all one motion, and we can vote the whole motion together, or one motion?
As I understood it, I thought it was all one action in one motion. Is that correct, Michael?
Okay, that's fine. I'll make it as one motion, but it's just the first two items, and I'm rewriting it and sending it again.
Yes. He's making it all as one motion, and he's making his technical correction. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Janet, point of information.
Janet, what's your question?
So I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but the second one, something about resolving payroll issues, would that be the IED to do that, or is that part of the motion that it's Michael?
No. The second one, I guess, is a mandate. Well, I guess the IED has to direct the general managers. The second one is resolved that all stations must prioritize payroll, insurance, and central service payments over all other payables. Does that require the IED to direct the GMs to do that?
This is Lydia. Can I respond?
Yes, Lydia.
Yeah. I mean, the IED enforces board policy. So if the board says, you know, this is what has to happen, this is your priority when you're with the money at the units, then the ED enforces that. So the policy is what you're voting on.
Okay.
So Michael's correct.
So any other discussion on this item?
I just resent it.
Any other discussion? Okay, no other discussion. Is there any objection to this motion? No objection? Okay, no objection. This item is approved by unanimous consent, and that wraps us up. We'll go into closed session.
Okay. I understand. I'm not in this closed session, right, according to the agenda that was sent?
Well, you can be. I mean, it's related to – it's up to you, but – it's a continuation meeting, but it's up to you if you want to come or not. Hopefully.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought the agenda said board only.
No, no. Okay. This is a continuation closed meeting.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you all.
Well, Michael, call me. Okay.
We're now adjourned. Thank you all for your service. We'll now go into closed session.